I'm Kebu. My name is Emma, and I will be your host this evening. We have a special guest here with us today. She works at Kebu as a development director. Could you please introduce yourself?
I can. My name is Becky Myers, and I indeed work at Kebu as the development director. Hi.
Hi. So what do you do here at Kebu?
Well, gosh, I do a little of everything, but my position centers on overall fundraising outside of membership and underwriting and the communication of what we do and what our impact is. So I do a lot of grant writing. I work on alternative giving programs like car donations. And, I write the annual report. I put out a monthly newsletter. So there are a lot of ways that people interact with my work. I have been here for 3.5 years. So I'd like to think that a lot of what you see regarding KBOO in that way that comes from KBOO comes from me. So yeah, that's what I do. But I direct strategy too. I've been doing a lot of learning and I love planning. So I put together annual plans for fundraising and I hope to integrate that a little more in all of our fundraising.
Cool. That's cool.
Well, thanks.
What's your typical day at KBOO like?
Well, a typical day. Well, that's a tough question because nothing is ever really typical. If any of you come to the station, you would know that my office is right off of the front door. And so often I will be, answering a lot of emails. That's usually part of a typical day. Going into a lot of meetings, that's usually part of a typical day. And answering a lot of questions from people that come in that are looking for, answers. Not necessarily even directly relating to development, like, hey, something's not working in this room, or I need to get into the back, or, a variety of different issues. So I'd like to think that my position, even though it's sometimes a little difficult to focus on some stuff because, like, writing a grant, for example, that's kind of a focused creative activity. But sometimes it gets interrupted quite a bit, which is cool because I get to know the community and I know every day that I'm a part of, a big thriving community. So a typical day is hard to say, but usually, like today, I'll have meetings and I'll be working on some of my bigger projects, like the Silent Drive letter that I'll be sending out very shortly.
Oh, that's really cool. Could you explain more about the Silent Drive?
So the Silent Drive is a effort before the drive to help raise support and funds for KBOO prior to whenever we have the on-air, like, pitching and pledge drive kind of stuff. So what I will be doing is sending out a letter to everyone who's given, a lot of people that haven't, and let them know about the opportunity. If they make a contribution to KBOO prior to the drive, they will be entered for a chance to win 3 fabulous prizes. Still kind of TBD, but one of them for sure is going to be a trip to Reno to El Dorado Resort. You will have your airfare paid for, and you'll have, I think, like a 3-day, 4-night stay at this really cool resort in Reno, Nevada. We're working on some of the other prizes. We just have to firm them up. One of them would be from Brighton Bush, which is a popular hot spring resort here in Oregon. And I'm still working out some of the details with McMenamin's Edgefield. So we're looking at all sorts of experiences, cool trips for you to take whenever you get a chance, if you are the lucky winner. And of course, there's no purchase necessary in order to enter. You, when you receive your letter, will get information on that. And over the air for the next few weeks, you'll hear all of the rules and ways to get involved without becoming a member. But we sure do hope that you would become a member. Everybody out there, you are our number one source of operational support, and the community support makes it happen. So I'm hoping that everybody will join us.
Yeah, that all sounds fun. I need to go on a trip.
Yeah, right? Going on trips is fun.
Yes.
I just came back from like a month of trips, so I'm right there with you.
So why did you ever come to KBOO?
Well, I came to KBOO back in 2013. I had a break between contracts when I was teaching in South Korea. And so I came to visit somebody that I was long distance dating at the time, and was here for a month. So I thought, what am I going to do? like, hey, you go vacation someplace for a month and you somewhat, I mean, you sort of run out of time or things to do with all the time you have. And so I was thinking that my passion was radio. Like, I've been in radio before. I worked at WVFS in Tallahassee, and I knew that it would be a great way to get to know the Portland community and to be able to, you know, play around on the radio again if I started volunteering at KBOO. So I attended a volunteer orientation, I think, like, maybe a week or two into my vacation. And I, you know, kind of got started as a receptionist up at the front. Oh, and I also worked with someone to create spots for the VBC, the Village Building Convergence, through community supported everything that was on Alberta Street. So there were a few ways that I started interacting with KBOO. And then I decided to stay in Portland, like, forever. Didn't get on my flight. I had just one bag of luggage with me. And then I had to find a job, and so went through all that rigmarole. But, you know, I wanted to get more involved, and I started doing a radio program that centered on audio collage. And so I got a slot and did that programming, ended up making an application to become the development director. I had applied for a few jobs. I managed to land this one. So yeah, I've been at KBOO ever since I started in February of 2013. Or no, I'm sorry, 2015, a different year.
Oh. Came a long way.
Yeah, I'd say so. And, you know, being here at KBOO and learning all about community radio from, like, a deep interior perspective from the organizational standpoint has been super amazing for me and has kind of informed the way my whole entire life is going to go. So I'm, you know, proud and honored to have been a part of this effort, for sure. And so KBOO has really kind of activated my, like, my passion for something. So it's been kind of an amazing ride.
Well, I guess that kind of answers my other question that I was going to ask you.
Oh, shoot. Did I do that?
What brings you satisfaction here at KBOO? If you want to go more in depth, you can.
Oh, I can totally do that. Yeah. And, you know, my satisfaction at KBOO stems from a number of different things. Being a fundraiser, one of the coolest things is to see, you know, like, folks being able to access the radio in a way that is more, you know, it's more even possible than maybe in some other places or with other radio stations. So seeing that happen and having people interact with the station in that way is super satisfying, because I know that in some small way, in conjunction with a community of people, we made it happen. And so that part's really exciting. I'm also working together with a community is one of the coolest things, I think, ever, because I think in other instances, it's a little harder to kind of coalesce around something. I've been part of different organizing factions, I suppose. And one thing that kind of becomes clear is that, you know, it can be difficult to, like, coalesce around something. The radio makes it a very, like, you know, like, solid thing to kind of get around. And there are specific steps in making sure to operate in radio. So I love that part of it, that, you know, it's community organizing kind of, you know, in a way that is, I think, a little more concrete. And that part's really exciting. And making the radio, like, there's something magic about, you know, how all of the sounds that we make in these, you know, microphones kind of infiltrate everything. Like, it goes through houses and walls and sometimes mountains, but not very effectively. But also, you know, like, I used to do the SETI project, computer processing thing. So back in the day, when I guess the internet was, you know, sort of becoming more prevalent, you could have your computer hooked up to the internet and use the processing power while you weren't using it in order to decode radio signals from space to see if there were, like, signs of intelligent life. And there's this huge array of like, satellite dishes in the desert somewhere. I don't remember where it is. I'm sorry, space nerds. But out there kind of listening in. And so there was a lot of data, but at the time, not the kind of computing power. And so it got crowdsourced. And so I participated in that. And now I think, you know, there's so much radio going out there, you know, where in the universe is Kabu making it and, you know, kind of surprising and delighting whoever or whatever is listening. Mm-hmm. So there like is that kind of weird spectral thing that I think of. So that kind of delights me too.
That's amazing. Yeah, Portland is I feel like it's a very connected community. So we're all kind of like, you know, family in like little city with trees.
I know, with trees. And that's yes. really important. Yes. Not many cities have all as many trees as Portland. So mm-hmm. it's kind of nice. But yeah, I love that description for sure.
Yeah, City of Roses, that's what we're called.
Yes. We have trees though too.
Yes. So many trees. Another question that I wanted to ask you is there anything you want to achieve in the next 5 to 10 years with career or personal life, business?
Wow. Well, that's a topic I've been kind of contending with a lot recently. So it's funny that you kind of bring it up. I see myself kind of growing into like more leadership positions in community radio. I've been working really hard to. I mean, I'm also the board president at LPFM here in town, Freeform Portland, and I serve on a number of boards. I've been taking a ton of classes and certificate programs and things like that. And so I would love to find a place where I would be able to synthesize all that information so that I can give expertise or lend it to communities that are looking to start their own community radio stations or to help operate, you know, existing ones. I think it's important that we build systems of sustainability and resilience in community radio, because it's so important when it comes to how we are disrupting the like mainstream media process. And so whatever we can do in order to, you know, make those communities more resilient and strong, but also more inclusive, which is kind of a challenge, I think, for modern like media entities everywhere, basically. But whatever we can do in order to make that happen, I think in a sustainable way is really important. So that's something that I'd like to do. I also want to, you know, I don't like using this term, but like evangelize to the greater like world the importance of community radio and how community radio kind of, it's the relief to, I think, the ennui that people feel when they're confronted with issues of like media consolidation and bias and all of the like attacks on journalism. So I would want to be kind of like a loud voice in, you know, the dissemination of that feeling that, you know, community radio is critically important to whatever we see as the change in society in that way. So anyway, like those are kind of like big things. I, you know, 5 to 10 years, gee,
yeah.
that's quite a long
great.
Time.
That's pretty great.
Could be anything. Yeah. I could just be, you know, like the disembodied robot voice with my human brain inside, like, you love community radio. Maybe I have like really cool sparkly lights. I don't know.
Yeah. Subliminal messages every day. Well, I think we have time for one more question.
We'll have one more answer.
What do you like to do for fun?
Oh, God. I spend all my time doing radio, quite honestly. But I love traveling, too. And recently, I went a bunch of different places. I went to Chicago and California, Sacramento, like Tahoe area. What is it? Nevada City. And then I went up to Alaska for the first time and visited the beautiful city of Sitka. So I love getting to know new places. I love meeting new people. That's kind of a hobby that I don't get to take advantage of very often. But I do like reading, and I like, I mean, radio just takes up all my time, and I wouldn't have it any other way, quite honestly. And with Oregon Community Media, which is a coalition of different radio stations, community radio stations here in Oregon, to make them, to help operationalize their organization, because they've been meeting for years, but, you know, I think they needed a little help in trying to get like filings and resources and things like that. So all of that kind of eats up all my spare time in a way. I like to cook. I learned how to grill recently.
That's an amazing skill to have.
Yeah, I didn't know I would ever do it. Not successfully all the time, but, you know, I think every time I try, I get a little better at it.
Practice makes perfect.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah, I think that's all we have time for. Thank you for listening to News from the Boo. Next week, Mike Crenshaw will be your host. Have a great week.
And you are listening to KBOO Portland.
Tune in on Thursday, August 30th at 8 p.m. to celebrate the Native programmers and the Native community of KBOO as part of our 50th anniversary. Jack Malmstrom of Rose City Native Radio will host this special on-air program. You can join us at the Native Community Open House here at KBOO at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue from 7 to 10 p.m. on August 30th. More information about the Native Community Open House and the anniversary programming can be found at kboo.fm.
KBOO is a proud co-sponsor of the Portland Folk Music Society's new concert season, which starts September 21st of this year and runs through May of 2019, all staged at the Reedwood Friends Church in Southeast Portland. The Portland Folk Music Society is pleased to present a lineup of national and regional artists, including Molly O'Brien and Rich Moore, the Kathy Kallick Band, the Honey Whiskey Trio, Legends of the Celtic Harp with Patrick Ball, True North, Tish Hinojosa, Pat Donahue, Nina Gerber and Chris Webster, and Dave Stamey. And for the first time, the Portland Folk Music Society is offering season ticket packages at prices below single show rates, either online or at the door. For more information, go to the website kboo.fm and look on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.